Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance and ask him for his blessing this evening hour. Most gracious, almighty and all-sufficient Lord, it is for the second time that thy hand has brought us in the house of prayer on this Sabbath day. And Lord, and the evening is beginning to draw nigh, and yet the sun is shining. Oh, may it now be in this evening our light, and not only outwardly, but spiritually and inwardly. Lord, wilt thou then remember us in mercy? For hitherto we have been preserved and kept. It is yet a wonder, Lord, that none has been taken away by the cold hand of death. Nevertheless, we all are upon that list, and one of us present here this evening shall be the first one that shall be summoned to appear before thee for judgment. But now in this evening thou comest yet so kindly with thy word and testimony. This is the way, and walk ye in it. Oh, what shall it be if we have known that way outwardly and not walked upon it? Oh, how evident is our fallen nature therein. For we have testified, we have no desire in the knowledge of thy ways. We have chosen our own way, and that was apart from thee, and that was contrary from thee, contrary against thee. And Lord, it is only by heart-renewing grace that a true change shall be wrought inwardly. But now we are under the means of grace. We are in that place especially where thou dost work. And it is thy delight especially to work on the Sabbath day. Oh, we read in thy word of a man who shot a bow at a venture, and the arrow entered into a heart of an enemy of the king of thee, between the joints of the harness. May that now happen spiritually tonight. How many are there among us? How many are there that are listening along who are yet without grace, yet without a true hope for eternity, a stranger of thee, a stranger of the Christ, having no hope, no true hope for eternity? But, O Lord, and in this evening we ask, use now thy word by thy Holy Spirit and stop us on our mad career. Open the blind eyes of our soul. Do as thou didst unto Lydia. Open our heart, that we may begin to attend unto the word that is spoken of the apostle. Lord, and in all quietness, with that still small voice, that irresistible spirit, a wonder takes place. Then a sinner is drawn from darkness to thy marvelous light. Then one is translated from that kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of thy dear Son. And then there is joy in heaven among the angels over one that repenteth. Oh, Lord, we ask, give us a good hour in this day. It is yet a wonder that in quietness we may gather together. Other places in the world, persecution, warfare, calamities, and what not. And thou dost yet make a difference where there is no difference. Look upon us, Lord, in compassion then this evening, and come yet with power divine. For the word outwardly shall not do it, but that word applied by thy Spirit as a wondrous working power. Lord, it is to thy honor and the salvation of a sinner, to the gladness and extension of thy people. And then, Lord, Satan loses a subject, and thou hast one that shall be enlisted in thy service. Lord, remember us together, whosoever we are, whithersoever we come from, and wheresoever we travel to in this world. This is certain, ye must be born again. Lord, look upon old and young, great and small, and then we bring before thee in this evening the school with all the needs and all the wants. These teachers, the helpers, the drivers, but also the students, the school board. Lord, give yet what is needed in all these cases. And may there be much prayer also in the inner chamber, that thou wouldest be pleased to provide and bless. And then not only outwardly, but bless especially inwardly. Give courage and strength unto the teachers. Lord, give help, and wilt thou provide. Thou knowest the various needs and wants, but that in dependence they may run unto thee and say, Lord, help, and guide, and strengthen. And we ask thee, Lord, also for the unknown future, that there may be some, could there be more, in whose heart thou dost work, whether they are here or whether they are somewhere else, that thou wilt give grace and gifts to instruct the children, and that also from among the young and rising generation there may be some in whose heart a desire is wrought to become one that shall instruct the children in the schools. Lord, look upon us and provide for us, and give us yet together an opening in thy favor. Lord, we are not worthy of anything, but we lay it before thee, for thou hast given the school. Wilt thou then also continue it? And Lord, we ask it also for other places, for there are many places where yet, in all truth and honesty and simplicity, the children are instructed. Lord, may it bear fruit, and give thou the strength and courage to do it. Be thou mindful of our nation, sinking away in iniquity, in a world full of turmoil. And there is no returning to the law and to the testimony. Thy name sorely desecrated. Thy day is not kept holy. Lord, every one of thy commandments is broken. And thou knowest it, Lord. How long shalt thou yet have patience with such a wickedness? For we ripen ourselves for the judgment. Oh, not that we may prophesy, but that we may observe it, Lord, and that thou wouldest give yet true conversion among all those that also are called upon to rule us. Lord, take care of us. Be then with thy Zion over the length and breadth of this earth, that the students in the theological school may receive instruction, and then instruction especially from thee, and teach the instructors likewise. Give them safety that they may also spend some time among us here in this week. Lord, have mercy upon thy Zion. Be with him in the old country that shall be ordained into the ministry. Be in their midst, and wilt thou bless him also in that congregation. Lord, there are many things that we may and that we should ask, and we are but forgetful petitioners, it is true, O Lord. But wilt thou yet give that there may be Aaron's and hers, that there also may be some who say, Lord, I have a riddle, I have a question, I am so perplexed, why am I thus? A people that does not know the way anymore, the people that cannot find life in themselves anymore, the people that say, Lord, but I fear it is not truth in the inward parts. But for all these riddles, thou hast the solution. And that is always in Christ Jesus and in him crucified. For he has said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. Oh, and when the eye of faith is then fastened upon him, then hope rests upon that faith. And the church may say, Christ, which is our hope. Oh, that is a hope that shall never be put to shame. That is a hope that shall surely come to pass. That is a hope that shall end in thee. For here below there shall come a time that hope is fulfilled, that faith is changed into beholding, and then forever love shall remain in all eternity. Lord, lead us into the truth in this evening. Give yet wisdom, give yet light. May there be that fresh oil too in this evening also. Thou wert so good in the morning hour, and thou didst good in the morning hour. And the prayer is also tonight, teach us thy statutes. Lord, wilt thou yet fulfill it? Thou art a good and gracious God, abundant in mercy, plentiful in compassion, so good and kind. There are no words to express it, Lord. Give us now an hour in thy favor. Look upon us, and that for thy beloved Son. For Jesus' sake alone we pray. Amen.